Flynn deliver the truth. No matter the cost, movie review. Commentary. Flynn deliver the truth. No matter the cost will cause viewers to question whether former President Abraham Lincoln's iconic words from the gravesites of Gettysburg remain true. Do we still have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Or is it now one of the government, by the government, and for the government because, as Lieutenant General Michael Flynn states, peace is the aberration. War is the norm. While the movie will raise that question, it can't answer it. That's because this is not an unbiased news documentary. Flynn, which portrays General Flynn as standing against an oppressive military-industrial intelligence complex, is directed by General Flynn himself, who was also an executive producer. So the story is General Flynn's alone, without a counter-narrative. Viewers should be circumspect. That caveat aside, Flynn tells General Flynn and his family's side of the story as he and they endured the relentless onslaught from the unlimited resources of their government prosecutors. General Flynn had served in various capacities in his 33-year military career. But his most significant post in the Army had been as the most senior intelligence officer under General Stanley McChrystal, the hard-charging leader of Allied forces in Afghanistan. General McChrystal's find, fix, and finish strategy captured and killed the leadership of Al-Qaeda networks in Afghanistan. It used small unit Joint Special Operations Command pipe hitters and paid huge dividends to reverse what had been a failed, meandering, feckless, regular army deployment. Thereafter, according to General Flynn's LinkedIn profile, in November 2010, he had been ordered from the Afghanistan combat zone to serve as Assistant Chief of Staff to G2, the Army's Chief Intelligence Officer. By September 2010, he had been named Assistant Director of National Intelligence for Partner Engagement under Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. From there, he was promoted again to serve what ended up being an abbreviated term as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency before superiors forced him out. Both positions had been presidential appointments under former President Barack Obama, although General Flynn says he never actually met the former president. General Flynn appears to be one of those guys who bucks the system by speaking truth to power. In his case, as in many others, it appears that power didn't take it well, or at least that's what General Flynn thinks. In January 2010, while he was still deployed to Afghanistan, his report, Fixing Intel, a blueprint for making intelligence relevant in Afghanistan written with more junior officials, was published by the Center for a New American Security, a neoconservative think tank. It is a searing critique of intelligence operations in Afghanistan. Blueprint advocated for a more holistic, more diffuse gathering and analysis of Afghanistan intelligence operations. Among other things, the brief recommends sweeping changes to the way the intelligence community thinks about itself, from a focus on the enemy to a focus on the people of Afghanistan. But General Flynn might have crossed the Rubicon of bureaucratic politics by saying in the opening paragraphs, "Our senior leaders, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, Congress, the President of the United States, are not getting the right information to make decisions. The media is driving the issues." While General Flynn contends that he was forced back to Washington to work in G2 because his report had offended the higher-ups in the morass known as the U.S. intelligence community, I'm not convinced. His boss, General McChrystal, had been fired in June 2010, 6 months before the Blueprint article was released. Perhaps, counter to General Flynn's narrative, his Langley and Pentagon higher-ups recognized his talent for thinking outside the box and wanted it at a higher level? And if, as General Flynn contends, the intelligence community was somehow conspiring to bring him down because of Blueprint, why first promote him to Lieutenant General and Assistant DNI? And then give him the helm of the Defense Intelligence Agency for 3 years? It doesn't make sense. He could have been ticketed out of Afghanistan with the onerous "has lost the confidence" Army exit visa. Nobody in the general public would have noticed. Ultimately, though, General Flynn was forced out after serving an abbreviated 2-year term at the Defense Intelligence Agency amid reported allegations of poor management skills. Others report General Flynn tended to report spurious intelligence, what his critics called Flynn facts. After his firing from DIA, General Flynn retired as a three-star lieutenant general and started a consulting business with his son. As the film relates in more detail, it was one of those clients that resulted in his prosecutorial tsunami. The heart of Flynn, what General Flynn contends were spurious prosecutions by big government, DC and its all-war, all-the-time military-industrial complex, started shortly after he joined the Trump administration as a national security advisor. General Flynn had been drawn to President Trump's candidacy in the 2016 campaign. His embrace of the former president and his populist, nationalist, MAGA agenda made sense for General Flynn even as its prospect terrorized the rest of Washington officialdom. General Flynn, a successful Irish-American, Roman Catholic Democrat, says he grew up as one of nine children in a 1,200-square-feet house and took his commission as an Army second lieutenant after graduating college on an ROTC scholarship. In that respect, he wasn't terribly different from Trump campaign impresario Steve Bannon, himself a successful financier who also grew up in a blue-collar, Irish-German, Roman Catholic, household of Kennedy Democrats who took a commission as a U.S. Navy ensign upon graduating Virginia Tech. It's clear from press reportage of General Flynn during the campaign that his embrace of President Trump earned him the enmity of the Clinton/Obama wing of the Democrats. It also angered some senior intelligence officials and multiple retired senior military officers who were rabidly opposed to a Trump presidency. They reportedly took exception to a retired flag officer like General Flynn engaging in fiercely partisan campaign events and his red meat rhetoric that is the stuff of nearly all political rallies. General Flynn says President-elect Trump even told him that President Obama had warned off General Flynn during the transition. The transition proved to be the beginning of General Flynn's real troubles. President Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats for Russia allegedly interfering in the 2016 election by hacking the Democratic National Committee. Fearing escalation from the Russians, General Flynn successfully reached out to Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to avoid retortion, the mutual tit-for-tat retaliation that countries sometimes impose on each other after a perceived diplomatic slight. But such outreach before President Trump was sworn in would have violated the rarely prosecuted Logan Act, which prohibits unauthorized diplomacy by private citizens. It triggered an unfortunate and very likely partisan series of investigations of General Flynn that resulted in General Flynn departing the Trump administration and having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending himself. He stood to spend a considerable time in prison. But the general escaped that fate and, most likely, should never have faced. Flynn is, of course, a biased telling of the events, coming as it does only from the source himself, his family, and assorted other select friends and supporters. It's unfortunate that a more independent filmmaker and a more strident film editor has not taken up General Flynn's case to offer an unbiased narrative of his story. But if you want to hear General Flynn's, and only General Flynn's, side of things, it's worth your time. You may want to counterbalance it with another biased source, PBS and the AP, who produced Michael Flynn's Holy War, a Frontline documentary. It's next on my list. As usual, the truth likely lies somewhere in the middle.